Jen Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.
Now, I couldn't be happier if I tried right now. Genuinely, I mean that so much, because I'll tell you about it in a second. But firstly, every year this time of year, there's a rake of abandoned kittens that end up at the DSPCA, and many more aren't even that lucky. And I'm joined in studio right now from Gail Weston from the Kitten Task Force, that is joined up with Joanne McGarry from the Fostering Programme. They're here now with my little pal Birdie, who's on my lap, and I'm so happy. Girls, I'm going to pull you right into the microphones. We normally have this all set up before we go to air, but I was way too distracted. He is the most beautiful thing I've ever seen in my whole entire life. How is everything with you guys?
Oh, it's busy as always. Thanks so much for having us on.
Oh my god, no, it's fantastic. Gail, let's get straight into it, okay? Because why is this time of year, which you call kitten season, vital for spaying cats?
So every sort of spring to autumn is kitten season, and basically what that means is, you know, any sort of unsterilized cat that's out there in our community is going to start getting frisky,
yeah,
and mating. And you know, kittens as young as sort of 4 to 5 months old, around Birdie's age even, can start having kittens of their own, and those kittens can have up to 3 litters, or unsterilized cats can have up to 3 litters a year.
Oh my god.
And if you have 4 to 6 maybe kittens per litter, then that's 18 every year. And so multiply that out, that's going to be 12,000 kittens in 5 years. So
that is a lot.
Every year there's a kitten season. And at the DSPCA, you know, we are focused on, you know, obviously caring for the kittens, yeah, that are coming into us through our doors. We have about 700 kittens,
oh my god,
every year coming into us. We're expecting an increase this year. We've already seen a 7% increase. And so, as you can imagine, that takes a lot of resources. Birdie can concur.
Birdie can concur is right. Sorry, I'm trying my best not to be distracted here. But Birdie's like flat out playing with me and I'm obsessed with it. Talk to me about the number of feral cats that we have in the Republic of Ireland, and how do we compare to the UK and the EU?
Honestly, it's a really hard thing to estimate. We have estimates from 200,000 to maybe up to even as high as 600,000 in Ireland. You know, very, very hard to estimate.
Yeah.
These are free living cats, so it's not like you can do a census on them.
I know.
But yeah, and the UK, for example, upwards of 1 million. But again, that's an estimate. So it could be as high as maybe 2 million cats in the UK. And so, you know, that is a it's not a concern as such, but it is something that we want to tackle in terms, yep, of reducing the suffering of these free living cats who are unsterilized, because they are prone to a lot of injury, risk of injury, risk of illness from mating season, from kitten season every year, because they're fighting for mates, but also there's that risk of transferring really serious feline illnesses and, mm-hmm, diseases. And so DSPCA are all about preventing suffering, and that's why we've started to look at focusing more on prevention, yeah, while also trying to get really prepared and get our ducks in a row, pardon the pun.
Yeah, get yourselves all sorted.
Yeah.
Look, we know that the DSPCA and shelters all around the country are taking in, you said up to 700 kittens are going to come your way, mm-hmm, but do we have any idea what happens to kittens all over the country that don't end up in shelters?
Yeah, so unfortunately it's not a great outlook for kittens who are born in the community, who, you know, who aren't falling into a safety net from one of the charities like ours. Estimates, research has sort of shown about 60% of these kittens might not make it to their 4 months old, about Birdie's age here. And 75%, up to 75% might not make it through their first year. And that's why it's so important to look at preventing that suffering through programmes such, yeah, as TNR.
What is TNR? That's what,
right,
I wanted to ask you. Yes,
yeah,
get into this.
So TNR just stands for Trap, Neuter and Return.
Okay.
There are programmes throughout Ireland, and the DSPCA have always supported these sort of programmes, but this year we're launching one of our own. And that's where we go out into the community where there's a need, and we will humanely trap unsterilized free living cats. Mm-hmm. We'll bring them back to our shelters, and our amazing vets will then sterilize them. And then once they're recovered, we'll return them back to that place where they have an established food source, so that we know that they're able to survive. And we work with local people in the community. So these could be cats that have just moved into someone's garden.
Yeah.
You know, it's like everybody has a cat.
Everybody does though. Yeah. Like, you know, like growing up, that's how we always got our cats. They arrived, and look, I lived beside a turlock, so we needed cats because you didn't want like rats or mice or anything coming up into your back garden or into your house.
Absolutely.
But come here, Joanna, talk to me, because the fostering program that you guys run, how does this work?
Okay, so it's really, really simple program to get involved in. It's basically as easy as going on our website, filling out an application form. From there, you're then invited in to meet with us, and we tell you the actual reality of fostering. So it's lovely. It's particularly good for families and, you know, people who can't commit to having a pet full time, and who want to help, basically. It's not always easy. We need lots and lots of different types of people to foster. So we need people that have pets already, so we can socialise some of the animals. We need people who don't have pets for some of the animals who have illnesses. So we need foster homes that can give TLC. We need foster homes that, you know, can have a quiet space for mums coming in to have their kittens. We also have kittens that come into us. Obviously, they're coming in from gardens or from the community. So some of them have illnesses. So we need people who can administer medication. And then it's as simple in some cases as we just need foster families for as little as 2 weeks until the vaccinations have kicked in and they're ready to come back to us and go and find their forever home.
I know that there's so many different circumstances, and you named out a good few of them there, but like for someone like me who has a dog at home and would like to help out fostering, like, am I a complete write-off or is there ways around
that? Absolutely not. Not at all. And especially for like you're in a position like myself. I have three dogs and I lost my cat last year. So I'm on the hunt for a new kitten. And it's got to be a kitten for me. I know what's going to work in my house because the dogs, they're fine. They adore kittens, but bringing a big cat in is a problem. We had an upstairs downstairs situation. So for you, you would be the perfect person. We won't let you away without it, but you'd be perfect to try fostering. And that's the exact perfect person. If you don't know if it's going to work, fostering is for you. You get to try, you get to see if you can open your home, and then we hope that you stay fostering with us for a while.
Have you got a lot of failed fosters though?
I've just failed four times, so but I've had over 84, so I think I'm doing pretty good.
You're doing okay. Failed foster, for anybody wondering, is someone who ends up actually adopting the animal. It's just failed because you don't hand it back. What are the basic care requirements though for someone interested in fostering, because that's what we're really looking for today.
So you get everything. We don't expect you to have anything at all. So all the equipment that needs to go with your foster pet. So if it's a little bottle feeding kitten, we'll give you the bottles and the formula. We held our first kitten shower last Saturday. So it was amazing. My colleague Nicola, it was all her, up to her, and she ran this amazing kitten. We were both there. So she did a super job, and she actually demonstrated how to bottle feed a kitten, how to toilet a kitten. So it was just great. We had fun and games. We had all sorts of great fun at that. So we're going to keep training people, you know, and teaching people how to look after the little small vulnerable ones. But there's nothing that you need, only a big old heart and a lot of love, and we'll provide the training, the support and everything you need for it.
Oh my God, if people want more information, where can they go?
dspca.ie, and we have a whole section now dedicated to kitten season. And it's going to tell you everything about fostering, everything about, you know, the different age of kittens, that their development as they go through their 0 to 2 weeks, 2 to 4 weeks, etc. And it'll also tell you everything about the TNR program. So if you do have cats in your garden, and if you want to just give us a shout about that, then we'd be more than happy to help.
And I mean, everyone's a winner there. If you think about it, you know, like you guys are, the cats are, you and your garden is as well, because you're not going to have more like unwanted cats who are going to be coming at you the whole time.
Yeah. It's about reducing the suffering of those kittens that are born out there. We'd rather, you know, do that and then bring in the kittens that are coming into us and bring them through the process and get them new homes. That's the most important thing to us.
And find them all loving homes at the end of it. The DSPCA, can anybody call out to the DSPCA to visit the shelter?
Absolutely. We're open Tuesdays to Sundays, 12 to 4. And our rehoming, our dog rehoming centre, our cattery, all open to come up and have a look at the amazing animals. Because obviously it's not just cats.
Yeah.
You know, it's dogs, it's horses, it's goats.
That
it's
question
bunnies.
Was for me. It wasn't actually on my brief at all.
You can come back up to us and see Birdie.
That's all I want to know. Birdie's getting on. Oh my God, he's
Birdie
so fantastic.
Just has one eye as well. So
and not a bother to him either.
No, and he's going to be an indoor cat. But we've an amazing vet with us, Alex, who definitely needs a mention. Yeah. He was with us since he was a TY student.
Oh, stop.
And he's now fully qualified and actually working in the DSPCA, and that was his first eye enucleation.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Had to trip over that word. Yeah. But yeah, so we're very proud of Alex and Birdie.
Yeah, well, a great team, to be honest. Gail and Joanne, thank you so much for coming in with us today. That was DSPCA's Gail Weston from, I'm obsessed with this, the Kitten Task Force. It's unbelievable. And Joanne McGarry from the Fostering Programme.
Thank you.
That has really given me pause for thought today.
Oh, very good.
I couldn't resist.
Perfect.
Jen Zamparelli on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.